Sometimes rules and laws just don't make sense. David wondered why he couldn't have a telephone, but he could borrow one from someone else. Why he could ride in a car, but not own one. The list went on and on. The answers to those questions would lead him to accept or reject an Amish way of life. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
David Mast left his Amish family when he was 18. He says some Amish do leave the community, but because he never joined the Amish church, he still is welcomed by his family.
If I had joined, I couldn't go home to my parents and eat at the same table with them. Technically, they could not take anything out of my hand if I'd have been a member and then what they call in the ban if you leave. So because I did not join, we don't go home often, but when we do, we're all sat down at the same table to eat.
Some of the rules just didn't make sense. He remembers having to go to a non-Amish neighbor's home to use a telephone, a trip that he couldn't reconcile in his mind.
And I always felt kind of bad about that. Why am I having to ask them to use the phone when we're not allowed to have a phone ourselves? And that's just one of the things.
Their home was without electricity, yet he knew Amish that used it in a roundabout way.
Sometimes they will rent a space in a locker. Well, it's still paying for a freezer, and I just don't see the difference.
David hears some say the Amish have a stress-free way of life. He saw it differently.
Most people think it's kind of a idealistic life, but I'm going to tell you it's a tough life. It's a very tough life.
Despite the hard work and the rigid rules against modern conveniences, communities are growing.
There's some leaving all the time, but percentage-wise, there's still a very high percentage of them that stay. And they have large families, so they're reproducing pretty fast.
In fact, of his 10 siblings, only one other has left their Amish home. Driving the Countryside in Columbia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.